Hey everybody, welcome to Is This Thing Working? This is our Sunday special, episode number 2, and we want to welcome everybody to the show. Hey Denise, how's it going?
No, it's great. It's great. Yeah, I'm here today, everybody. Yeah, hello.
I had to welcome Denise too to the show. And hey, before we start the show, we got to mention all of those in Nebraska, Oklahoma, Kansas, all the states that since Thursday have been affected by the storms and the tornadoes and hail and the high winds. We just want to take a minute to and hope that everybody else takes a minute to just remember them in your thoughts and prayers. That's been a terrifying and horrifying and life-upending experience for all those people, millions of people. And we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, it was real scary last night. You know, we got texts in the middle of the night that one of our kids said that they were safe. And we were like, what the heck was going on?
Yeah.
So then we noticed that, of course, they had these big tornadoes. And it was scary. Our children live in the Ardmore-Dixon area. We're praying for everybody there. So yeah.
Sulfur.
Sulfur, man, was just obliterated. Yep. I just seen pictures before we come on air.
Yeah.
And it's really bad. So everyone say prayers for everybody up there in the middle of America. Tornado Alley is springtime, everybody.
Yep, exactly.
You know, and it's sad.
Exactly.
I mean, so everyone just, you know, pray for each other and help each other out. That's what we are. We help our neighbors out.
Yep. Help your neighbor out, especially if you're listening to us and you're near that area. If you're near that area and you've got the means to go help, I mean, I just hope you find it in your heart to go help some of those people.
Yeah.
And hey, before we start our show today, also, we want to state that these are our opinions, our assertions. And if you agree with us, you tell your friends and share the show. Stomp that like button. And please follow and subscribe wherever you see the name, Is This Thing Working? You help Denise and I further our reach when you share the show. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for that.
Yeah, and please make sure you share the Sunday show as well. It's very important. It's new. It's only episode 2, so people aren't used to seeing it. So when you see it today, when it comes out at 7, you just share the show with all your friends. Stomp that like button and, you know, leave us some feedback in the comments below.
There you go. There you go. And one of our new sponsors that we've had, we've announced them a couple days ago, is Coffee Brothers. So again, let's welcome them to the Is This Thing Working family. Coffee Brothers has a unique selection of unique coffees from different roast types to origins. So please just go to www.coffeebros.com. That's coffeebros, BROS.com. Coffeebrothers.com.
And you get 25% off your first order. So click the link in the comments.
So let's get this thing rolling.
Let's do it.
Man, we're living in crazy times, are we not?
Oh, yes, we are. And it's like exploding everywhere all weekend. You're hearing nothing but the DOJ and the Biden administration. What did we find out? We found out that they've been colluding all together to go after President Trump.
Right.
And then we have the colleges, which are full of students, you know, that are protesting, and then, you know, some of them are get taken to jail for breaking the laws, right, and the rules and all that. So yeah. What James is going to do is talk to you about the First Amendment and our rights on the First Amendment.
Yeah, because the biggest thing that I heard, and especially on Twitter, you know, talking back and forth with people about all of this, and I kept seeing everybody, especially once the cops got there and started cracking down on people, was, I got my First Amendment rights were violated. My freedom of speech is violated. You know, I kept seeing that over and over, and people would say that, and I'd be like, no, it wasn't. You had the right to protest. You had the right to speak.
But yeah, but those colleges, they have rules like everybody else.
Yeah.
And you can't stop people from going to classes.
Well, yeah.
You can't stop graduations because you're just so unhappy with whatever it is you're unhappy with.
True. And yeah, I don't think people even understand what their rights are. And one of the reasons that you brought up the fact of how they're doing President Trump. And
all the gag orders, you know, they're constantly sticking gag orders on them to shut them up.
And all of this, what we see is a weaponization of our law enforcement. We see a weaponization of our court system. We see a weaponization of all of this, and it's targeting people like President Trump, but it's also targeting people like journalists, like Steve Baker, like Owen Schroyer. And we see all these, and we see them in the news. You got to ask, do people really know what our rights are?
Well, let's look.
And the reason that I ask that is because when you go on Twitter, you see, or Twitter, Facebook, whatever, you see all kinds of crazy answers about what they believe their rights are, you know, or that their rights have been violated.
Right.
And I think it's probably because people are, they don't know what their rights are.
No. And it even says here in this article that Americans don't know anything about the First Amendment. They don't know what their rights are.
This is the way the First Amendment reads. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And I asked the question earlier, do people really know what their rights are? We've got an article from thefire.org, and it does ask this. And matter of fact, there was a poll done in a recent America Speak panel conducted by the National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago. They asked 1,140 Americans if they could name any of the specific rights protected by the First Amendment.
It says here, almost a third of Americans could not name a single enumerated right protected by the First Amendment, and another 40% could name only one, usually freedom of speech. Among Americans who name one or more enumerated rights, roughly two-thirds, 65%, name freedom of speech, about a quarter, 26%, name freedom of religion, 20% name the right to assemble, 15% named freedom of the press, and 8% named the right to petition. Only 3% of Americans could name all five. And on average, only 3% of Americans could name all five. And on average, could name 1.33 First Amendment rights. These findings are familiar to those found in the August 2022 Constitution Day Civic Survey. This is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and it just goes back to the education in our schools, too.
Yeah,
You know, they don't teach it, and they don't want you to know what it is
exactly, because
they want to take it away.
That's exactly correct. And what's sad is, like, on a college campus that we see these protests going on, they don't even know. I don't believe that they do. A lot of them, I don't believe that they really know. And here's why I say that, is you have a right to go out there and protest. You have a right to say whatever you want to say, as long as it's not violent. As long as it's not intimidating, you have a right to go out and say whatever you please. But the moment you step outside of that, then you're not a protester anymore. Now you've become a lawbreaker, such as the reason the cops have to come in. You know, we can all protest, but there are limitations to what we can do. We can peaceably protest. The moment it becomes not peaceable, you're not a protester no more. I mean,
so those
really.
People, so those kids out there that are out there protesting, okay, the Hamas or pro-Palestine, so they're out there protesting. So when they get arrested for breaking the law and they're hollering, free speech, free speech, free speech, that's not allowed. Is that what you're saying?
If they were only being arrested for standing there hollering, free Palestine, if they were only being arrested for holding their signs up, but they go and they go to protest on a public at a public place as a college or a university. They go to this public place. They still have rules there. The colleges set the rules. At Columbia, they broke those rules. At UT Austin, they broke those rules. At USC, they broke those rules. You know, each one of them had a set of rules for them. Mainly, it was you can protest, but you don't have the freedom to be disruptive, block other people from entering and going back out, attending classes if you're disruptive.
Being threatening.
Being threatening, being intimidating, screaming these threatening things at people as they walk by, making human chains so that the Jewish students cannot make their way to their classrooms. Those are the things that you got out there and you done. So at that point, you're not protected by the First Amendment anymore.
Because the First Amendment does have protections. You do have protections for freedom of speech. Everyone hears it all the time. They really do. But there, you know, there's freedom of speech, and then there's not freedom to harass. There is no reason why you need to, you know, bring anyone else that isn't in your sphere into your orbit. If they decide that all they want to do is go to class and then go home, then let them do that. You know, but these people out here of we can talk about free speech and all that, but they're all coordinated, and this is meant to be something to push back on free speech, you know, because they're really trying really hard to get rid of it. They don't like the fact that we have free speech in our Constitution.
Yeah. Well, just like at University of Texas, they have campus rules. You chose to protest on University of Texas grounds, they have rules for it. Follow them. The rules for a campus demonstration at UT Austin are simple. Demonstrators are not allowed to block entrances or exits to buildings, create a disruption in buildings, vandalize property, use amplified sound without reservation, or attempt to force others to view or listen to a message. People who aren't students are allowed to participate in a protest on campus, and the university cannot cancel an event based on the speaker's viewpoint. Peaceful protests within our rules are acceptable.
There you go.
That's your right that you have when you go to protest, is that you can protest as long as it remains peaceful. And we ain't been seeing that. Is this thing working?
Rise up.
Well, hey, everybody, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. And I hope you've enjoyed the show. Hope you've learned some things about what's going on around us in the nation and in your communities. You know, we couldn't do this without your continued support either. We appreciate all of you showing up, taking the time to listen to us today. So please, like I say, make sure to hit the like button, share our show with all your friends. We'll see you next time on Is This Thing Working? And as always, I'm James, and that's my lovely co-host over there,
Denise.
And we'll see you next time.
We're out.